Two Indigenous artists captivated a small audience in Haines on Monday night, talking tats, family, history, and culture. The pair melds old and new ways when tattooing clients with clan symbols and other traditional designs. The traditional Aboriginal methods of dyeing skin might sound more painful than the modern-day ink-spewing mechanical techniques, but the significance and ceremony behind the old ways makes a little stinging skin worth it. Nahan is a native artist with Tlingit and Inupiaq roots. He says for a lot of people, the traditional ways actually hurt less.
The way I look at it is when we have our traditional tattoos, we indigenize every space that we're in, thereby reclaiming ourself a little more, reclaiming our lands, reclaiming our ways of life, and that power of identity.
The customary ways include skin sewing, also called skin stitching, where sinew or thread is soaked in natural dyes like ash and water and drawn under the skin repeatedly to create a pattern.
To me, it's my favorite way to tattoo because it's such a different process than the typical machine using electricity and more foreign technology.
Hand poking is the other ancient form of tattooing. It is the meticulous puncturing of the skin with an ink-soaked needle. The results are meaningful designs applied with care and contemplation.
So as I continue the journey on and learning, relearning this process of tattooing, the elements, the tools, the process are really educating me in all these different ways.
Nahan flipped through a slideshow of his work on the big screen at the Haines Sheldon Museum on Monday. Markings big and small, intricate and simple, adorn men and women of all ages and backgrounds. He only tattoos indigenous designs, he says, but he uses the old ways and the newer methods. He's been practicing the art form for about 6 years.
I never tattooed an American flag or an ex-wife's name or anything like that. It was always for the perpetuation of our cultural practice that had been shamed away from our people.
Nahan was born and raised in Seattle, where he currently lives. He spent some of his life in Ketchikan and Juneau, but he says his roots are in Klukwan. He's learned the Tlingit language and immersed himself in all aspects of the values and beliefs. He says his tattoos help ignite and magnify the culture, but they also help heal. He often trades his work for fish or other offerings from his customers. He says accepting trades in lieu of money makes his work more available.
That's what I want more than anything, is for our people to be proud again, for our people to be empowered and knowledgeable and motivated to learn who they are even more, you know. So all kinds of trades, you know, welcome. And the most beneficial trade that I have had would be one that continues to show me that the person is investing more in learning about my culture and their culture.
Nahan believes that the tattoos offer a chance to showcase permanent regalia. He says before taking that first plunge with a needle, he asks people how they act when they're wearing traditional dress.
And generally, you don't go to the bar when you're wearing your regalia. You're a little more on your toes when you're wearing something very prestigious like that. And so we can look at our tattoos in that same way. We're not who we are when it's Indigenous Peoples Day. We're not just Indigenous when a potlatch is happening. We're not just Indigenous when it's time to dance and sing.
Choosing who he tattoos has a lot to do with the person's mental state and their approach. He says that oftentimes the physical discomfort can release emotional pain and make room for positive experiences. He did just that with his mother, Frida Eide. She shared her story with the group on Monday, recalling several trips to treatment centers for alcohol addiction. She says it was Nahan who helped show her all she could achieve by learning about and embracing her background. She says she's been sober for 4 years now.
My journey's been a good journey. I'm in a dance group. I'm learning my language. I am so grateful. This guy saved my life. Nobody else could do that in the world. I have my culture. I have a reason to be here. I live with pride.
Nahan was also joined by Nikita Trimble, a First Nations tattoo artist from northern British Columbia. Like Nahan, Trimble discovers more about herself and her history through the practice of skin sewing and hand poking. Find links to the artist's websites at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.